guys know how much I love acoustics, and you brought your guitar, and you're going to sing a little song for me coming up.
Empire, it's called. It's off the new CD we got out. Third Shift. Kind of a mellow one. We're going to do our best.
Very cool. You might have heard the Angry song, which we've been spinning off the Third Shift, which you guys sent me not too long ago.
Cool.
You guys are always out on the road. You got a bunch of upcoming dates. Why don't you bust them out to me right now?
Well, the 17th, St. Patty's Day, we're doing this big thing up at Bennigan's in Wilkes-Barre. They got a big tent up, 120 by 60 foot stage and the whole nine yards. And, you know, well, it's Bennigan's and Irish. And
yeah.
So it should be huge.
So you guys are going to play an acoustic song for me. Why don't we get to that right now, and then we'll talk about your, the rest of your dates.
Go outside in winter just because I like the cold and I feel alive. I came across my dinner when I realized again I put my fork in the road. And it's a long way to the Empire. It's a long way from the crossfire. Bad day for a smile. It's a long way to the Empire. Come this way for a while. I can see that it's coming down to it. I've come down to the time where my elders stood. I always questioned what they said, but never knew the color red. And now it's in my eyes. And it's a long way to the Empire. Yeah, it's a long way from the crossfire. Bad day for a smile. It's a long way to the Empire. Come this way for a while. Changing the clock time on the VCR, so the rich boy said, yeah, we'll just muster up some cash and buy a plane ticket home, cause it's time for bed. Man, it's a long way from the Empire. Bad day for a smile. It's a long way from the Empire. Get this way for a while. Take the long way from the crossfire. Bad day for a smile. It's a long way to the Empire. Come this way for a while.
Yay! That was beautiful.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful. The one thing that I really noticed is for the past, I'd say, 5 years, no matter where I go, I always see one of your stickers on someone's car.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because a couple of people said, what do you go around and stick them on people's cars? But no, we just kind of hand them out. And luckily, people are interested enough in us to advertise for us.
And you guys are always out playing,
you know?
Always. And now, I know you guys have been together for a long time. Exactly how long have you been together?
Well, me, Steve, and Bri have been together since I was born.
Since the womb.
We're brothers. Mike's been good friends forever. The band's been together
10 years.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have definitely deserve all the recognition that you've gotten. And how many CDs do you have in total?
Save Yourself was our very first CD we put out in 1998, and then in 2000 we put out Hills and Valleys, which we recorded right in Steve's basement. In 2002 we had the third shift.
Sometimes we just want to go out and party and play the cover tunes, and other times if there's more of an original vibe to the night and there's a lot of people there that are calling out for the original music, we enjoy that just as much too.
But no matter where you guys go, there's a party, I'll tell you what.
That's true.
That several times I've been in the masses. And
like right here, for instance. You know?
You guys are just wicked partiers, I'll tell you what. But you always have a good time when you go out and see 40
Pound
Head.
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah, right.
Well, after 10 years, I think that you guys are like the scholars at partying.
That's
definitely
true.
Got a bunch of dates coming up. Why don't you bust some of those out?
Definitely. Shameless plug for the website.
Ding, ding, ding.
40LBHEAD.com. Yeah.
Very cool. Now, one thing I want to ask you before you guys go, as a veteran band who's been around and does very successful, what kind of advice do you have to some of the up-and-coming bands that we have around the area now?
We can kind of just oversee the differences in each other and just kind of blow it off instead of making a big deal out of everything. And
yeah.
Some nights are fantastic, and I mean, we have our bad, bad moments, you know, playing in a building where the heating system broke down and driving to Philly and, you know, 11 inches of snow and playing for 10 people. And then you come back home and there's a couple hundred people and it's, you know, you get that nice warm feeling and you're like, yeah, this is what it's all about, you know?
Excellent. Well, thank you guys so much for stopping in the studio. I feel really honored that you played acoustic for me. I enjoyed every second.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
I got more.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us, Zoe.